Welcome to the Callan Botcast. Today we're really digging into an important piece of research from Callan. It's from their blog post. Sometimes it pays to be humble. And our mission really is to unpack how Callan thinks about modeling expected returns for stocks, you know, especially for institutional investors, DB plans, nonprofits, sovereign wealth funds, that kind of thing.
That's right. Yeah, we hear that a lot from clients. They ask, you know, how does Callan model stock returns? Can it be done better? So this deep dive, it's really about exploring Callan's, well, conservative philosophy on valuation adjustments and why that measured approach is, frankly, so vital for those managing long-term capital.
Okay, let's get into it. Predicting future returns, I mean, it always feels a bit like guesswork, doesn't it? Especially equities. But this Callan blog post, it really highlights a key difference between bonds and stocks, a pretty big one, actually.
It's striking, yeah. What's fascinating is how, relatively speaking, predictable bond returns can be. The Callan research shows this clearly. Take the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index. There's a strong correlation between its starting yield and then the return you get over the next 10 years. Like December 2024, the yield was 4.91%. That gives you a pretty decent anchor point.
An anchor point, right.
But for equities, there's just no chart like that. Nothing even close. Stock returns are just much, much harder to predict. More noise. Yeah.
That predictability gap is huge then. So if bonds give you some kind of roadmap, equities are where the real, well, humility comes in, as the title suggests. The podcast mentions the key drivers we look at. Real earnings growth, inflation, dividends, buybacks. But the lightning rod is always valuations, isn't it? That's the controversial bit.
Always. And this is where Callan's philosophy really comes into focus. Their approach is fundamentally conservative on valuation adjustments. The idea is keep them rare, keep them small.
Rare and small. Why?
Yeah. Well, the danger, and the blog post really emphasizes this, is putting too much faith in the idea that valuations will just snap back to some assumed average, you know, over whatever forecast period you pick. That kind of thinking. It can lead to some pretty extreme and honestly potentially misleading return forecasts.
Misleading how?
Well, you might forecast incredibly high or low returns based purely on current valuations being far from average. Instead, Callan's research suggests you should wait. Wait until valuations are truly extreme, like at least a full standard deviation away from the long-term average.
Okay, wait for the extreme.
And even then, only assume a small tendency to revert back, not a full snapback. It's a very distanced, patient approach.
Right. Patience is key. Callan's been doing these capital markets assumptions since, what, 1989? That's a long track record. So the blog post looks back, right? Hypothetically, what if they had been more aggressive on valuations? Would the forecasts have been better?
It's a great question, and they did look at that. The analysis is in the post. There's a chart called Callan Conservative Approach and Forecast Error. And it's interesting. There were definitely times when, in hindsight, being aggressive would have helped.
Like when?
Like around 89 to 91, and again around the tech bubble burst, 99 to 2002. An aggressive model might have called those turns better.
Okay, so sometimes it would have worked.
Sometimes, yes. But overall, the analysis showed that the hypothetical aggressive forecast wouldn't have significantly improved the average forecast error. And more importantly, it would have created incredibly inconsistent expected returns year to year.
Inconsistent how? Like big swings.
Yeah, huge swings. Imagine forecasting 10-year returns for large cap U.S. stocks down at, say, 1.5% back in 2022, just because valuations were high.
Wow, 1.5%. That would be difficult to work with.
Exactly. Think about trying to build a long-term institutional portfolio around forecasts that swing that wildly. It could lead you to make really extreme, unfamiliar allocation decisions. It raises a big question about how usable those kinds of forecasts really are in practice.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not just about being right in hindsight, but about providing a consistent, usable framework for decision-making over time. So this has been a really insightful look at how Callan handles equity modeling, that emphasis on being conservative, being consistent. It seems very deliberate.
I think that's the core takeaway, really. It's about having a disciplined, measured approach, especially with stocks, given how much harder they are to forecast than bonds. For institutional investors, understanding this, this humility, you could call it, and focusing on consistency, that can be much more valuable than chasing forecasts that might look perfect one year but are all over the place the next.